Hillary Clinton sells mugs mocking her 33,000 acid-washed emails. By Wendell Hussebo on February 7, 2022. Failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton on Monday began selling coffee mugs that mocked her acid-washed email server. As the establishment media has published opinion pieces pushing for Hillary's return to politics, the failed presidential candidate has started raising money by selling coffee mugs that remind voters she scrubbed 33,000 emails from her tenure as Secretary of State position under then-President Barack Obama. At last, 37 pages of classified information were on her private server. We can confirm that later today, as part of our monthly FOIA productions of former Secretary Clinton's emails, the State Department will be denying in full 7 email chains, found in 22 documents representing 37 pages, then State Department spokesman John Kirby said. The documents are being upgraded at the request of the intelligence community because they contain a category of top secret information. Hillary is selling the coffee mugs for $20. Her website notes the shipment of the mugs may be delayed for over a week, perhaps due to the current supply chain woes occurring under the Biden administration. Take a sip from your new mug as you read the news. Hillary tweeted out a photo of the mug and headline that slams her former opponent. In 2019, Donald Trump called on Congress to look into Hillary's deleted and acid-washed emails. Will Jerry Nadler ever look into the fact that crooked Hillary deleted and acid-washed 33,000 emails after getting a most powerful demand notice for them from Congress? He asked. Nothing came of Trump's demand. Former FBI Director James Comey a year prior denied Hillary's destruction of 33,000 government-related emails on a personal server was worth prosecuting. Calling it sloppiness, Comey told ABC News that even extreme sloppiness is handled through administrative discipline, he said. Somebody is not prosecuted. And I've gone through 50 years of cases. I don't know of a case where anyone has ever been prosecuted for just being careless, even extremely careless, he continued to excuse Hillary. And so the investigators knew that unless they found something that was a smoking gun, where someone told Secretary Clinton, you know, you shouldn't be doing this, or where she acknowledged it or where there's an indication of her obstructing justice, the case was unlikely to be prosecuted, Comey explained. Comey was fired in 2017 by Donald Trump during the Russiagate hoax. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter and get her at Wendell Hussebo.